What's going on, everybody? My name's Dave, and I make things. What's up, party people? My name is Dave Connery, and I'm an artist designer based in Southern California. And as the name says, I make things. And I make a lot of things. In fact, I've been making a lot of things this past week. So many things. Yet, not a whole lot going up in the shop this week. Let me explain. As many of you probably know, I have been participating in my own USPS supporting project, meaning I'm trying to support the United States Postal Service by getting people to mail me something so that I can make some art and then mail it back to them. And that project went way bigger than I expected it to, and I have had I've been drowning in envelopes for over a month now, but I just today finished the last one in my possession. Yay! Where's the streamers and the confetti and all that? Yay! Oh gosh, folks, it was well over 500 pieces, probably closer to 600 pieces that I sent out over the last month. Some of those were just postcard prints that I had made, limited edition postcard prints that I had made. A good portion of them were actual small pieces of art that I made for people, and some were decent sized pieces of art that I made for some more special people. And because, you know, I'm biased. I have my nepotism to a certain amount of people. But now that's over. Well, I won't say that it's over. I'm just going to say that all the envelopes that I had in my possession are now out the door. I might get a few stragglers, but for the most part, I am done. I am donezo with that project, which is fantastic news because now I get to work on other stuff, all the other stuff that I'd just been sitting on sitting in the background. All the things that I've been talking about I was going to do, now I actually have to take ownership of that and do it. Woohoo! So, yeah, we're going to get to that stuff this week, some of it. And this is, you know, I'm recording this. I'm actually going to finish this recording, edit it, and then sit down and think about what am I gonna do now. And there's a whole laundry list of things that I could work on, whether it's painting or designs or whatnot. I have said in the past that I am going to be focusing on some more design-oriented stuff so I can get some more product up in the shop. I'll talk about that more in a little bit. But yeah, so good times. But let's get into the data, because I know that's what you're really here for. I don't know, maybe you are, maybe you're not, but let's talk about it. So like I said, lots and lots of art went up, went out the door, went to different people across the country and across the world. I sent some to Canada and other places. But only one piece was finished. Only one art piece was finished and available for purchase on the website. And yeah, so because I just wanted to knock out that USPS project so bad. I just wanted to get it done so that I could actually focus on other things. And that will happen. That will happen. Now that I've got all that out of the way, of course. But so all this other stuff will come. So no merch made this week. Only one piece of art made. I did make several designs this week, but they were for different things. And, nothing notable. I think I made three different designs that, you know, could become something else, but yeah, probably not. Now, social following. TikTok, I had a pretty good jump this week. I went up almost about 300 people. I went from 13,893 from last week to 14,284. I had a couple of videos go relatively viral. I had one video that ended up turning into a follow-for-follow situation, which was not the intent, but I'm normally very much against that stuff, but it ended up coming across that way, and then it went on to what they call the For You page, which is kind of like, hey, look out, we're going to send you viral. And that's basically what happened. And not hugely viral, but, you know, I'm not going to laugh at it. I'm not going to sneeze at 300 new followers, so good on me for that. YouTube was a little slow this week, largely because I didn't do a YouTube video. Talk about that in a minute. But I didn't do a YouTube video this week, but I went up from 2428 last week to 2464. So not quite, what is that, 40? Like 36 new subscribers, which, hey, I'll take 36 new subscribers all day long. It's not what I'm typically used to getting in a particular week, but I'll take 36 new subscribers. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I had a little bit of a bump on the newsletter subs. I went from 1371 up to 1393. Not a huge bump, but still 22 new people that I didn't have on my newsletter before. So that's good. And Instagram had a tiny little bump too, from 3635 to 3663. So not quite 30 new people, but you know, again, it's 28 people that I didn't have last week. And then my anchor audience went up a whopping 2 new people. I am currently at 19 listeners on my anchor. Now, I don't know how Anchor manages or rather rates their analytics as far as followers. Are they talking about people that only listen through Anchor? Or is it every place? Like, do I only have 19 listeners across all the platforms that they send the podcast out to? Or is it 19 on just Anchor? I don't know. I don't know the answer, but we'll just say we're only measuring what we know, so I'm just gonna say 19. All right, content created. TikTok, I was on fire this week as well. Last week I did 29. This week I did 28. And last week, actually, the reason it was 29 is because I did a couple of like strings where it's like I did 6 videos in a row all relating to the same topic. This week, I didn't have any of that. There may have been one situation where I did 2 videos, but for the most part, all of those videos that I did this week were independent, individual videos, varying lengths, and yeah. I don't know. It helped me out a little bit. It helped me go a little bit viral, and I got 300 new followers. So, I don't know if I'm going to continue to do 25 to 30 posts every week, but I am going to experiment with it a little bit just to see if I can make it that many, if I can focus on that. And I don't try to force it because I want to make good content. I don't want to just make any content. But if I can push myself to do that many in a week, on a regular basis, let's see what kind of growth that actually gives me. Because I know some of these really big TikTokers, like they post numerous a day, like 10, 12 videos a day. I don't know how they do it, especially the dancers, man. Can you imagine doing 10, 12 different dances every single day? Like, I don't know. I can't dance. I can't dance at all. I wouldn't. I have to come up with all the original content myself. Like, it's hard enough for me to talk on this microphone, let alone coming up with, 10 or 12 different 15-second videos every single time and enough to make it interesting in that short a period. It's not easy, folks. Making a 15-second video that's interesting and cool and actually has something to say, that's not easy. But then, sometimes you never know. Sometimes you could be taking pictures of spoons and next thing you know, you're going viral. TikTok's a weird animal, folks. YouTube, I did exactly goose egg videos this week, and that was only because I was just so overwhelmed by the projects that I've been working on, namely the USPS project. I just wanted to knock that sucker out, and I was kind of being pulled in different directions about where I wanted to go with YouTube this week, and so instead of me forcing it, I just said, you know what, I'm going to skip it. I'm going to kind of regroup and then come back to it next week. Instagram, I only posted 6 times this week, and I only did 1 blog post. And I finally did get around to a newsletter, which actually got a lot of good reception. And I changed my newsletter format this time around back to something I'm more familiar with, where it was me just almost like I was writing a blog post, but in the newsletter form. No pretense, just talking story, right? And, a couple of links in there and not adding. In the past, I've done like, hey, here's a thing that I have for sale. And I did link to some of that stuff, but I didn't like make like a good portion of the email dedicated to that thing. I'm just saying that instead of just writing about what I'm writing about, I put the links in there if they want to follow. They don't have to. And going from there. So, I think it worked out okay because I got a lot of great response from it. And I think that that's more important. So, probably be doing more of that in the future. Well, I'm going to be doing that style more often in the future. I'm not going to be doing more newsletters in the future. And then on our Patreon, I put 2 new posts up, so that was good. All right, let's get to the money. Money, money, dollar bills, y'all. Folks, it was a good week, but it was a good week at the very end of the week. Like Friday, I pulled it out because I had not sold a thing all week long. I was really anticipating that this to be a complete goose egg week, and it was a little bit disheartening. And I went and I said something. I do a live on TikTok every single week. I do 2 lives every single week on TikTok. I go Monday and I go Friday. And on the Friday evening one, I had mentioned casually that I hadn't sold anything this week. And the next thing I know, I sold a couple of mugs. I sold a sticker pack and I sold 2 pieces of art. I just blown away by it. And I was like telling people in the live, like, look, I didn't say that so that everybody would feel guilty about it and then have to go buy some art. I didn't say it for that. I was just basically just saying, hey, you know what? I hadn't sold anything. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? I was just making a statement, and then people followed through and they went and bought stuff. And I think that that shows a couple of different things. Number one, that, you know, don't be afraid to ask. Now, I wasn't really asking for that, but don't be afraid to ask and let people know that you have stuff available and that, you know, hey, now would be a great time if you wanted to buy something from me. Don't be afraid of that. Number two, have a little faith in the people that are supporting your community. They're supporting your stuff. And maybe most of the support is just coming in and hanging out in wherever you happen to be hanging out at. But you never know when, if you ask, how those people are going to step up and answer the call because they love you. If you are putting out great content and they love what you do, they will show up. Do I expect to make that kind of money every single week from these people just by me saying, hey, I didn't sell anything? No, I don't expect that at all. But you never know what could happen, right? I mean, holidays are coming up, and so things might get, like, you know, I don't know. Who knows what this holiday season is going to be? It's going to be crazy. But anyway, just some thoughts there. So yeah, so $439 this week. So obviously we already blew out the goal. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to change my money goal yet, but I'll talk about that in a second. No art commissions, although I was supposed to get a couple of art commissions, but the client didn't come through yet, so maybe they will, maybe they won't. YouTube was a little bit slow this week again, $29.35, not bad, but I've done better. But, you know, I'm not, again, not complaining. A little bit of a low week. Also, my RPM went down quite a bit, so, and I think it somewhat has to do with the type of content that I've been producing. The last few videos haven't been about... YouTube was a little bit slow this week again, $29.35, not bad. But I've done better. But, you know, I'm not, again, not complaining. A little bit of a low week. Also, my RPM went down quite a bit. So, and I think it somewhat has to do with the type of content that I've been producing. The last few videos haven't been about any kind of software program. They've all been more philosophical or just general ideas around art and creativity. And I think when I do that, that YouTube doesn't know what kind of video, what kind of advertising to put up there. So they put like a general advertising in front of me. And if that's the case, then my RPM goes down, which means my rate per mille or rate per thousand views. And I'm down. I'm down from that. I'm still, that rate is still really high compared to a lot of other people. But if I want to keep that rate high, well, then I know where I need to focus my energy. And I will be doing a little bit of that in this coming week and following weeks because I'm going to do a little bit of a series over the next few weeks. But again, I'll dig into that more in a minute. So YouTube, yeah, $29.35, not the best week, but I'll take the $30. Patreon, I'm not logging that in yet, but something good happened. I did gain a new patron. So when I do report that, which will be next week, the week after next, whenever after the first, I will report that in, and it will be more than it normally is. With Anchor, I'm still waiting to cash out, but I am currently sitting at a whopping $1.89, folks. Woohoo! All right, now, TikTok Creator Fund, I have actually logged zero, and that is because there's this rumor going around, and I don't know if it's substantiated or not, but there is this rumor on TikTok that says people who have a certain level of followership, and anybody who has 10,000 more followers and gets a certain amount of views can, you know, apply to be part of the TikTok Creator Fund. But anybody who's been in, you know, between 10,000 to 100,000 range and done that, they have all said, or at least not all, some of the ones that I have seen videos from or spoken to have said that their views on TikTok actually went down, which is a little bit of a conspiracy theory, right? It's a little bit of a conspiracy theory because why on earth would they want your views, like, why would they invite you to a creator fund and then take your views down so they didn't have to pay you? Well, if they didn't want to pay you, why would they invite you to it in the first place? I don't know. It's kind of weird, but a few people have shown their analytics to me about how things went at, you know, before they were, or when they were on the TikTok Creator Fund, And then after they got off of it, and their views went through the roof. Now, I'm still looking at my analytics, but my views haven't done that. And I should back that up, that I left the TikTok Creator Fund to see what would happen. To see what would happen. And so far, I have been kind of underwhelmed with the idea that my views suffered. But my I did have a bump in views, and I did have a bump in followers. But was that because of the TikTok Creator Fund, or was it that I just happened to have a video or two go a little bit more viral than normal? Or did they go viral because I wasn't on the TikTok Creator Fund anymore? I don't know. I'm gonna look at that, but for the time being, I'm not going to be logging any information about the TikTok Creator Fund. It was really pennies on the dollar anyway. I think the total that I had already earned at this point was like a little over $2. It wasn't even $3 yet. So I'm not that worried about it. You know, once if I get back, you know, at some point, if I grow my account to somewhere over 50 or 100,000, and then that steps me up into a whole nother tier, then maybe, just maybe, I'll go again. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, if the numbers that I'm seeing right now, if they don't change, like the views numbers, they don't really go up too significantly, or I'm starting to see any kind of plateau there, maybe I'll jump back in, because maybe it's just that way for some people and not for all. I don't know. We'll see. I will report back later. Now, TikTok GIFs, interesting development this week. Like I've said before, the TikTok GIFs is like when you're doing a live and somebody wants to kind of tip you while you're there and they throw pennies at your face. And in the past, what I've done is I've had to wait to a certain threshold before I could download that, or rather pull out. And that was $50 before. But now the threshold has been downgraded to $10. And so anytime I get above $10, I can pull that money out, which is, I just found it out. So I went ahead and pulled out what I had, which was $21.48. So if you combine all that, that brings my total for this week to $491.72, which blows my $300 goal out of the water, which is cool, especially after last week where I had a really, really bad week, and that was combining 2 weeks together. So, you know, I made up for it this week, which is cool. And I'm still going to keep my magic number, my weekly goal at 300, because this might have been a fluky week because of the situation, like I said, where I kind of put an ask out there, a casual ask, and people answered. But I can't expect them to do that every week, at least not to the tune of $439 that they did on the website. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, Christmas coming around the corner. It could completely change. But I'll tell you what, I am going to start putting out some of my Dia de la Muerta stuff, because Halloween is coming out soon. So all my skulls and my sugar skulls and all that stuff that I have sitting in the back behind me, all that stuff is going up on the website. Okay, so looking ahead, I'm thinking about the things that I want to do. Now that the USPS project is done, I've got all these ideas about things I want to do. So many ideas that it's actually a little bit overwhelming. I just got way too much stuff. I've got things I got to paint, things I want to design. I got a bunch of art that needs to go up on my website. I've got a ton of stuff. I got videos that I want to make, and they're not just like one-off videos. They're like they're strings of videos that I want to make. So lots and lots of things to consider this week. And instead of overwhelming myself with trying to figure out what I can do in every single aspect of that, I'm just going to focus on the things that I have the most control over right now. And the things that I have the most control over right now is, number one, I've got a whole bunch of art that's back there on the shelf behind me right now that has not made it up on the website. And so my first priority this week is to get as much of that stuff up on the website as possible. Not everything has a place there right now, but you know, I've got some pieces. I've got some really big pieces that can go up there. I've got some really small pieces and stuff in between that can go up there. I don't have any cans. I think I got maybe one or two cans that could go up. I've got some other little things. And there's some stuff that needs to go up that needs to happen now. And the sooner that I get it up, the better. The sooner I can stop worrying about it and just say, look, it's there now. Now I can just focus on, you know, whatever else. And once I get it up, then I can focus on all the other stuff. Granted, YouTube is ever present. aside from last week. YouTube is ever present. I've got to get a video out. But I have been thinking a lot about doing a series of how I take something and a little bit more detail that I've done in the past, where I take an item from the design method, right, all the way, you know, or even just from research, to design, to implementation on whatever products or things that I want to put it on, whether it's canvases or prints or whatever, all the way up into my Shopify site and then the marketing and then follow up. And so I'm going to do a whole series breaking down all of those different segments and trying to keep it as concise as possible so that it's somebody who might be a designer, might be an artist or whatever, and is, you know, hasn't jumped in yet, is deciding to get into it, how can I help them kind of ease their pain a little bit? You know, it's not going to be super in-depth, but it's going to be in-depth enough for them to get involved, to get started, to push forward, instead of, I don't know what I want to do. Do I want to second guessing and hemming and hawing? None of that. Let's show you exactly how simple it is to get this going. And I'm not saying it's stupid simple, although maybe it is. I don't know. But, you know, there's a learning curve for some of this stuff, especially if you're not a designer and I'm trying to show you how to design something. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but the art subject matter isn't as important as the process of getting whatever it is that you've made, like researched, made, put up onto different substrates, whatever that might be, different products, up onto a website so that somebody can actually buy it, whether it's your own website or even Etsy or whatnot, and then marketing it. And how do you get that out to the people, right? Getting all that, demystifying as much of that as possible, breaking it down to its core aspects so that people have something to focus on and like, okay, I can do this thing this week. And then he's going to talk about that next thing next week. And so we can do that. So that's basically my second core aspect. And I think I'm going to try and record as many of those segments for that series in 1 week that I can, because I feel like momentum, especially when it comes to videos like that, I feel like my momentum is more important than like saying like, okay, let's make this one and just focus on this one and just do the best we can with this one, and then we'll jump to the next one. Because what usually happens with me is I start to disassociate with the content after I've made it, and it's almost like, okay, I'm done with that. Moving on, right? And so that even though I may not have finished the series, by the time I get to the next week, if I haven't done the videos, I might be like, yeah, I'm over it. And then I don't deliver on my promise. Or I do deliver, but it's not quite at the level that I want it to be because I got disinterested in it. I don't want that. So I'm going to probably try and make my way through as many of those videos as possible this week. So it's going to be busy. I'm going to be a little busy on that respect. And if I don't quite finish them all, that's fine. But if I can get at least, let's say, 3 out of the 5 that I think, or 5 or 6, I'm not exactly sure. I have it broken down in my notes somewhere. If I can get 3 out of this week for sure, maybe try to push for more, then I will be stoked and happy. And if I can get all the art that I need to get up on the website, if I can get that up, I will be happy. And that will make room for whatever else I want to make. And I've got some ideas on some things I want to make, some paintings that I want to paint. I've got a big canvas here behind me. I've got another one over here on my left shoulder. So lots of paintings coming. It's just a matter of, implementation. So those are the things that we're focusing on this week so that we can jump into October, which is essentially the beginning of the buying season for the holidays, because I'm going to start putting up some of my Dia de la Muerta stuff and some sugar skulls and other stink things like that I've had. They're back there on the shelf, and they've just been sitting back there waiting to be bought by somebody. Halloween's coming. That stuff's going to be primed to go. So, yeah, we're going to focus on that. I am also thinking about, and this is kind of thinking out a little bit farther, I'm also thinking about doing Inktober this year. And Inktober is basically a 31-day challenge where you draw something based on a prompt that some organization who is run by somebody, I don't know who it is, basically says, hey, these are the prompts for Inktober for this year. You draw something every single day. You submit it to the Inktober hashtag, and then watch the magic happen. Either it helps you improve your art for 30 days straight, and or helps you build whatever following that you have for 30 days straight, 31 days straight. And, you know, I mean, who knows? Come out the other end and feel fantastic or completely frustrated and burnt out. Either one. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. So that's the plan. That's the plan for this week and going into the next week. And got to put enough ands in there. The iPad comes, I think my iPad is coming this week, and I hope it does. I hope my new iPad comes this week, because that will definitely, absolutely be beneficial when Inktober comes. And it's also going to be beneficial for helping me create things. Yeah, I can make things on my computer right now for sure, but I'm super eager because I'm really excited to get into Procreate on a deeper level. I have Procreate Pocket on my phone, and it's great, but it's not the easiest to work with when, you know, you're old with bad eyes on a small little device with fat fingers. My Apple Pencil that I have does not work on the phone. I wish it did, but it does not. But if I can get the iPad going before October, that'll be rad. That'll be rad, and I'll probably do some process videos or whatever. So make sure, if you're not already doing it, folks, make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube channel, and make sure you go subscribe to my Instagram or follow my Instagram, because the this video, that this moment, not the whole podcast, but this moment here where I'm pontificating on the future, that is going to go up onto Instagram stories, and the people who are on Instagram stories at this very moment going, yeah, Dave, we're here already. Duh. So anyway, so that's coming. And that's pretty much it. That's what we got on tap for this point forward, at least for the time being. Next week, it'll be different. If I tackle all the things that I said I was wanting to tackle, if I get through all that and I get the iPad, and then we will talk about the future, because I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what gets created from this point forward. I am super excited about that iPad. Cannot wait. Anyway, that's going to do it for this time, folks. I really appreciate you. All the links to the things that I just talked about, the YouTube, the Instagram, the all the other things, in the description. Hit me up, find me, follow me. I will be sharing all of that Inktober goodness all over my social medias. Well, really, all over my social medias, really just mostly TikTok and Instagram, and maybe a little bit on YouTube. I don't even know how to do the YouTube thing yet, but we'll see. We'll see. And then, of course, follow me or find me on Patreon at patreon.com/DaveConnery, because exclusive goodies just for you. Anyway, that's it, folks. I'm out. Time for me to go edit this and then hit the sack, because I got a lot of work I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. All right. Remember, be good today. Be even better tomorrow. See ya.